A key test for labor unions at the Supreme Court today. I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update. The U.S. Supreme Court is hearing oral arguments today in Friedrichs versus California Teachers Association. It's one of the highest profile challenges to public sector unions in years. Marketplace's Sabri Benishore is here. What is this case about, Sabri?
Well, a group of California teachers backed by some conservative organizations is challenging the ability of public sector unions to collect money from non-members. So right now, in more than 20 states, including California, if you're a public sector worker where there's a union, you have to pay a certain amount of money to that union, even if you're not a member. Now, you cannot be forced to pay for political activities of that union, like if they support a candidate you don't like, but you can be required to pay for the collective bargaining part that gets you your raise, your tenure.
And this subset of California teachers doesn't feel they should have to do that.
Right. So Rebecca Friedrichs, the teacher whose name is on the suit, says, well, I don't actually like the collective bargaining the union is doing. I don't like the tenure system. She thinks it protects bad teachers. And so her First Amendment rights, she says, are being violated if she's being forced to pay for that. Now, the counter argument, of course, is that you can't have your cake and eat it, too. You know, you got your raise and your working conditions because of the union, so you should chip in.
But this is also potentially about curbing union power in politics, right?
Oh, yeah. And this is being an election year. It's extra relevant. Public sector unions support Democrats, and public sector unions are the only ones left with substantial membership. 37% of public sector workers are unionized compared to 7% in the private sector. They've been a target for conservative groups for a very long time. And in recent years, five of the Supreme Court justices have hinted they would like to revisit this question of union dues.
All right. Marketplace's Sabri Benishore. Thank you.
Sure.
Checking the markets now. Futures are pointing to a stronger start on Wall Street. Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ futures are up in the 0.3% range about an hour and a half here before the opening bell. The 100-share index in London is up 0.2%. The turbulence persists in China, though. The key index in Shanghai fell more than 9% last week, and today another 5%. Car and truck makers are trying to take a generally successful 2015 and turn the bounty into a strong 2016 with the Detroit Auto Show kicking off today. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports.
In terms of sales and profits, times haven't been this good for the auto industry in more than a decade. And that will be easy to spot in Detroit with new models from Ford, Cadillac, Volvo, Buick, and more. Carl Brower at Kelley Blue Book says easy financing and low gas prices will keep pumping up sales.
You have plenty of people willing to not only buy a new car, but buy maybe a more expensive car and or a less fuel-efficient car than they normally would have.
So Brower says SUVs and pickups will be heavily hyped. But Stephanie Brinley at IHS Global Insight says that doesn't mean everyone will be driving a gas guzzler. A lot of new light trucks get pretty good mileage.
So people can now buy that body type that is attractive because of its utility without feeling guilty about a low fuel mileage vehicle.
Some luxury automakers are giving Detroit a pass this year. Brower says they don't have fancy new models to hype, and it's not worth the estimated $5 million cost to show up. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
Also at the Detroit show, Carlos Ghosn, the CEO of Nissan, was pouring cold water on Tesla's claim about its self-driving technology. Tesla's boss, Elon Musk, has been suggesting he'll have a car that'll drive by itself across the continental United States within 2 to 3 years. The Nissan guy suggested his company will be first within about 4 years. Ghosn suggested there's a difference between an autonomous car and one that can merely cruise on a highway with no hands. The drug company Shire has been working hard to buy a company that makes medicines that treat rare diseases as well as some biggies, including hemophilia and attention deficit disorder. It's taken 6 months, but today Baxalta International has agreed to be swallowed up. The deal is worth $32 billion. Shire is based in London. Baxalta is in Illinois. Now to the business of religion, where some churches are directing their attention not just to the heavens, but to the cloud in this digital age. Reporter Dan Weissman visited Granger Community Church with a big congregation of about 5,000 people in northwest Indiana.
The physical infrastructure alone at Granger is impressive. The sanctuary is laid out like for a rock show. Huge stage, a couple drum kits, swirling lights, fog machine.
And am I seeing a boxing ring in the middle of that stage?
Yes. Yeah, we're doing a teaching series right now called Fight. And
that's so Sean Bublitz. His title here is Creative Arts Pastor. But the best part is the kids' entrance to the daycare. Calling it a slide doesn't do it justice.
Your parents can check you in there, and you just shoot down the tube.
Here's me going through it.
All right,
here we go.
Whoa! Yeah! Wow! Okay, cool.
And the digital experience is getting cool, too. There's an iPhone app. The sermons get more than 17,000 plays online a month. One video has more than 6 million views. It's not a sermon. It's from a Mother's Day event in 2014.
I said no. Don't turn away.
Yes, the ubiquitous Frozen parody.
And I said share.
Rangers communication director Jamie Ruth says social media has become an increasingly important and easy way for members to introduce their friends to the church.
It's really hard just to knock on your neighbor's door and say, hey, come to church with me on Saturday. But it's easy to hit share.
The collection plate is also going digital, with options that include smartphone apps and texting to give. Brian Cluth is an expert at maximizing church giving. He says that with online giving, smaller churches are playing catch-up, but they have their own tech tricks.
They're literally doing karaoke worship, putting up a screen with YouTube videos of how great thou art, and their people are singing along to the screen.
He's done it himself.
You know, that's more preferred sometimes than somebody that can barely play their guitar and doesn't know how to sing, trying to lead a group of people.
He thinks eventually smaller churches will figure out digital giving too. In South Bend, Indiana, I'm Dan Weissman from Arkansas.
And if you've seen the new Star Wars, you'll know that the star is not Han Solo or that villain in the mask, but Rey, the enterprising, technically adept scavenger and pilot. So it is bizarre that the new official Star Wars Monopoly game features other characters from the movie, but not Rey. How is that possible? The movie's director, J.J. Abrams, seems to have been as surprised as everybody else by the omission. And now Hasbro, the toy company, is promising to make a new game featuring that strong female character. New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.